It's 8:45 and our own Bob goes calling on Little Falls, Minnesota. It's the Our Own Bob Show, brought to you by the Our Own Hardware Merchant in your hometown. We take you now direct to Little Falls and Our Own Bob.
Great big hello from Little Falls, Minnesota.
Little Falls, is that right, Little Falls?
Yeah! I'll say it is. Not little fellas, believe me, but Little Falls. This is our own Bob DeHaven, with our own Bob Goes Calling. That's the Saturday morning show where you meet your friends and neighbors from all over the Northwest. Now this morning, we're calling on the Bars Hardware Store. That's the Our Own Hardware Store in Little Falls, one of the hundreds of our own stores throughout the Northwest. Our host this morning is Mr. Hunt Bars. We're going to meet him in just a moment. He's invited a big crowd of people into his store. A lot of folks are up from the Twin Cities to visit. And let's have Hunt come out on the mic and tell his own story right here. Here's the fellow that owns the place we're filling up this morning. Hello there, Hunt.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, you're a little fellow that has so many guests here. What are you going to feed them? Got any plans, Hunt?
Well, I don't think I can feed all of them, but I'm going to try.
You're going to feed them from our own hardware, right?
That's right.
How long have you occupied this swell corner here in Little Falls?
A little over 15 years.
Have you been the proprietor all that time?
Yes, Bob.
See, you're not a gray hair in your head.
Oh. That's what you think.
Well, the light is bad. I do see there's a little around the temple, huh? How many people work for you here?
Seven.
Seven? That's quite a crowd, and you've got the entrance. Oh, you took our picture. Did you see?
I noticed.
Well, I wasn't ready for that at all. I'll just have to comb up a little bit here.
Yes.
Would you mind shooting it again? Life magazine follows us all over the country. Well, I hope our picture looked all right. What are the names of the streets here that go past the store?
This is Market Street.
That's on our left.
And Broadway.
Broadway's out in front. There's not room for another Mrs. Olson to get in this store. You've got a wonderful crowd here in a wonderful store. Well, if you'll just act as host, Hunt, I'll go around and talk as I usually do, and you pass out the prizes that the people are going to get as we go along. Would you do that?
I'll do that, Don.
All right, thank you. And we'll be coming back to you as we go along. All right, that is for the proprietor of the store. I am sharing the stage with a dog here this morning, which I'm very glad to do. Is this your dog?
Yes.
Yeah, he hasn't got any freckles, has he?
No.
But believe me, you've got some. Now, what's your name?
Mary McGowan.
Now, what's the name of the dog, Mary?
Sissy.
Uh-huh. Does she do anything?
Nope.
Just a dog, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it surprising, though, how you're in love just a dog? Oh, boy, that's good. Hello, Sissy. Oh, yes, he remembers me from way back. Say, I'm down in the audience now for just a moment, looking around, talking around. What's your name, please?
Mrs. Teller.
How do you pick chicken, Mrs. Teller?
Fry it.
You fry it,
roast
huh?
Roast it.
Roast it, uh-huh. And then what do you do with it?
Eat it.
That's right. All right. And your name, please?
Mrs.
Neal. What do you do in fixing chicken?
Oh, I cook it and fry it.
Uh-huh.
And then... roasted.
Is it a favorite dish at your house?
Oh, yes.
You live in Little Falls?
No, I live out of Freedom.
Freedom?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why did you leave Freedom?
Oh, come down to see you.
You came to see me? Well, gee, well, I like that. Anybody that wants to come to see our show is a popular person. Your name, please?
Mrs. Carl.
What is it?
Mrs. Joe Carl.
How do you fix chicken, Mrs. Carl?
Oh, I do everything to it.
What do you do?
Fry it and roast it.
You kill it first,
right? Do it. Oh, I don't kill it. I'm afraid to kill it.
Are you an old friend and customer of the store, Mrs.
That's right.
Have you been trading here for 15 years?
Oh, I've been trading here for 15 years.
I thought you were going to say forever. I didn't think that was true, because all that time hasn't passed yet.
Uh-huh.
Well, Mrs. Carl, if you back up any further, you're going to get a pitchfork in you. She's over here under the mailboxes and right in front of the scoop shovels and pitchforks. It does tickle a little bit, doesn't it? Well, Mrs. Carl, I have a gift for you, and if Hunt can hand it down, he can start it on its way, because I'm surrounded by people. Here's a West Bend chicken fryer. Extra heavy, waterless chefware. And that chicken fryer down to Mrs. Paul. Oh, it's a nice big one, too. And there you are, and that's your present.
Oh, very nice.
Just for being Mrs. Paul. Oh, right so. Well, I'll go back past it. Is the dog's name still Trixie?
Yes.
Yes, very good. Uh-huh. Back past Trixie, and Mary, you had an Irish name. What was it, Mary?
Helen McGowan.
Oh, Helen McGowan, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to tell me, ladies, because I know. I know you spend a lot of time over your kitchen range preparing each meal, but how about a quick meal every meal? And for a tasty quick meal on the table, take a quick meal into your kitchen. I mean the big quick meal kitchen range. You just can't imagine how quickly and how easily, how wonderfully a meal can be prepared until you've cooked and baked with a quick meal kitchen range. And check these up-to-the-minute features on the gleaming new Quick Meal Range. Check the automatic oven heat control, the minute minder that measures your cooking time, the amazing new fuel-saving features, and best of all, there's a Quick Meal Range designed just for your kitchen. A Quick Meal model for oil and gas, and a model for coal, wood, or gas. Like I say, for a tasty quick meal on the table, it's a quick meal in your kitchen. See it today at your Our Own Hardware store. The Our Own Hardware store in your hometown. Now, over here on my left, ladies and gentlemen, is the Norwegian Bing Crosby, Mr. Johnny Arthun. Johnny, what will you be singing as your first number in Little Falls?
I'm going to sing a Swedish song, Swedish favorite, that's called Skål, 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 which means toast to the Our Own Hardware. Oh, upp vårt kalas, ett nytt tömmerman glas, hos Andersson. Och hedersgästen förstådde på festen när Andersson. Ja, han sitter främst ibland tjuvarna som säger glad och ställ. Och när de sväljer ner nuvarna så sjunger de alla i kör. Ja, skål, skål, skål. För idag fyller Andersen 50 år. Skål, skål, skål. Ja, idag ska vi ha den rejt vi får. Helan och halvan och herrsen går. Kvinten den följer sen nu till deras spår. Skål, skål, skål. Ja, för idag fyller Andersen år. Thank you.
Yes, sir. For a moment, some of the people thought that our producer, Bob McKenzie, was Johnny Arthun. They look alike, but one's from Oklahoma and the other's from Norway, so they aren't the same thing. They're all up on the stage here in front of one of the grandest crowds we've had. The store is packed. We're in the back by the side entrance, and they go all the way back, and they're out in front, and they're out here in the street in the side entrance, too. Well, now, you folks are nice enough to come out and visit us, so I'm going to say some things I've discovered about this area. This is Our Own Bob in the Our Own Hardware Store in Cockapicanting, Minnesota. Well, I bet you never heard of Cockapicanting, Minnesota. Well, that's what the Ojibwe Indians called this spot in central Minnesota 100 years ago. But maybe you know the town better by its present name, which is Little Falls. We're in Little Falls, Minnesota, in the bar's Our Own Hardware Store. We're just about 100 miles north of the Twin Cities on U.S. 10, halfway between Minneapolis and Fargo. Some 7,000 people are happy to call Little Falls their home, here on the banks of the Mississippi River in Morrison County. And I'm sure you've heard about Little Falls for several reasons. Camp Ripley, the big National Guard camp, is just 6 miles north of town. The Munsingware factory is located right here in town. About 2 miles south on the river, you'll find Lindbergh State Park, the boyhood home of Colonel Charles Lindbergh. Lindy grew up right here in Little Falls, and now the old homestead is open to visitors. I mean to tell you, Little Falls offers just about everything to the visitor. Scenery, historical sites, modern shops, and wonderful vacation facilities. Now, that's only a brief description, Little Falls. What you better do is come up this way and see for yourself what a prosperous, interesting town it is. Whether you come here on business or pleasure, you'll receive a friendly welcome because this is a friendly town, Little Falls, Minnesota. Yes, indeed. Yeah, all right. Have you something else there? Oh, just a minute. I want to talk to a dog, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, where was it?
He's gone.
What?
He's gone. He's running somewhere.
Is he loose in this crowd? Oh, no, he isn't gone. He came right back up on the stage. That's well. Well, I'm going to go down here near the door. You people who aren't all the way in are going to get some attention right now. In fact, I think I'll go out. That's all right if I go out, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Go right out through this door here. Your name, sir?
Earl Skinner.
You a farmer, Earl?
Yes.
Did you come into the pig market today?
Yes. Also to see you, Bob.
Oh, you come in to see both of them, eh?
That's right.
Now, Earl, you shouldn't have said that. All right. Well, here we are right at the entrance. Your name, please?
This is Henry Smith.
Oh, were you here when we sang our opening song?
Yes, and I sang right along with the rest of them.
Is Little Falls your hometown?
Yes, I was born and raised here.
Yeah, and how long have you lived here?
I'm not going to tell you that. Well,
that was kind of a tricky question, but that does make you a pioneer, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. My father is one of the first men to build up Little Falls.
Yeah, did he come here?
Yes, he come here, and it was just a small place. Hardly anyone here at all.
Yeah, well, back in the days before there was a railroad or highway? Maybe that far back?
Well, I guess so.
And what was his name?
Mogline.
Mogline. All right, well, thanks for being on our broadcast. Mm-hmm. Gee, I got kind of cooled off out here. Well, oh, yes, I'm coming back up on the stage. All right. Isn't this fun? Don't pull too hard on that cord. You'll upend me. I happen to have my feet wrapped around it. Now I want to meet the mayor of the town. We're always after a mayor on our show, and here's the mayor right here. Let's give him a welcome. What do you say? You elected him. Well, stick by him, Mr. George Merrick. Right, George?
That's right.
George, you're about 5'3" tall and got a little sparse gray hair. You got a lion's pin on. Is that Lions Club?
That's right.
You belong to the Lions Club,
mm-hmm.
eh? What's your business, Mr. Merrick?
Cafe owner.
What's the name of your cafe?
Bell's Cafe.
You serve breakfast there?
Once in a while, yes.
Well, let's go and eat breakfast.
Okay.
We'll go to Bell's Cafe. I know the owner. Mayor, I want to find out a few things and put them in this microphone about the big pig market here. I have been told this is the biggest little pig market in the United States. Is that right?
It sure is.
Well, how many pigs are sold here, George?
Oh, I'd say between 300 and 3,000.
And that's every week, isn't it?
Every week, every Saturday.
Well, how old does a pig have to be a little pig?
Well, Bob, between 4 and 8 weeks.
Oh, I see. He's not a little pig till he's 3 weeks old. Eh?
4 weeks old, I see.
4 weeks old, and then when does he become a big pig?
Well, not until after he's at least 10 weeks old.
Yeah, after he eats too much, huh? Well, who buys these pigs at the little pig market here?
Well, mostly out-of-town buyers from Iowa and southern Minnesota.
Oh, well, then it has its effect all the way down south, eh?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of pigs are they?
Mostly Poland, China, and... Well, mostly Poland, China, I guess.
Well, all right. Gee, you got a wonderful audience here, George. Anything you say is appreciated.
They probably know a lot more about pigs than I do.
Do they? Well, you serve cooked pigs over there in your restaurant, don't you?
Once in a while, yes. That's what they call it.
Are there some auctioneers here in the town, Mayor, that I might get acquainted with?
Yes, Ott Glazer's here.
Come here, Ott.
Yeah. Where? Oh, here, this big fella, Ott. Oh, thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Are you Ott Glazer?
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Oh, you're an auctioneer,
I think I think I'm in the wrong place. I think he should be the auctioneer.
Oh, no. Boy, if you don't let go of my hand pretty soon, Well, your one-handed announcer is going to continue with the program. Ott, I think it'd be fun if we just put on a pig auction here and see what happens. Have we got a pig?
Yeah, sure, we got a pig back
there. Yeah, where is it? Bring out the pig there. That's it. Yes, sir. Now, if the name of this pig is Trixie, there's something wrong with this show. That right, father of the dog's name, Trixie. Well, Hunt is bringing the pig out. Yes, sir. Oh, that's Jackie. It's his Hunter's son. All right, I'm getting lots of information. It's a Poland China pig. Yes, sir. He's right inside. Boy, what would you say he weigh,
Ott? Oh, between 30 and 40 pounds.
Well, maybe you better put him down, then, while you auction him off here. This is a demonstration auction. So the pig is right underneath my foot here now. Would you just proceed to sell him?
I wish you'd do that.
No, you do that.
I'd sooner be home right now. All right, folks, we got a Poland China pig there. It weighs about 30 and 40 pounds. What do you give him starting? All right, send him along the show. What do you need to come along? What are you for? Perfect, Jim. 12 and a half, getting 12, 12 and a half, now $15, 15, going to the $15, 15, going to the $15, 12 and a half, now $15. Up, 12 and a half, now 15, going to 15, 15, now 7 and a half, 6. Up, 15, now 7 and a half, 7 and a half, 20, 7 and a half, now 20. Up, 7 and a half, now 20, 20, 7 and a half, now 20, 18, and 18. Up, what do you got back here? Up, 22 and a half, now 5. You're going to buy 2 and a half, 5 a cone, that's you, 22 and a half. Did you sell it?
I saw you, sold it. Well, I'm not used to listening to auctioneers. I thought he was doing that Norwegian for a while there. All of a sudden, I discovered the pig was sold. Well, here comes the man who bought it, pushing his way through the crowd up to the microphone there. You can put him on that there. We'll find out who he is. What's your name, sir?
Duffy.
Oh, Duffy. Well, you and your pig are going to be very happy, Mr. Duffy. He doesn't get out of here. Where are you from, sir?
Minneapolis, son.
Oh, Duffy. Well, is the Duffy who is president of the Our Own Hardware Company, S.P. Duffy. Are you any relation to him?
I guess you'd have to say so, I'm not.
Oh, you're S.P. Well, can you imagine that? Right here on your own Our Own program, the president of the Our Own Hardware Company, wholesaler for the Our Own Hardware Stores. What brings you to Little Falls, Mr. Duffy?
Well, I've spent a day or two visiting our own stores in this area, and I thought I'd drop in and see this show, Bob, because it really is my favorite program, you know.
Well, I'm glad to know that. We have a lot of fun broadcasting your favorite, Mr. Duffy. We've been at it since last December, traveling around the Northwest on each Saturday, visiting all these fine our own hardware stores. And I like the feeling the people in these towns have for their our own hardware store. I mean, everyone seems to know the owner and approve of the kind of merchandise he sells. And every dealer is a good fellow and a sound businessman, too. He'd have to be to build up some of these beautiful stores that I've seen.